time been away from your twin brother for an extended period of time, or were there other times that I'm missing out?
Oh, this is far and away the longest I've been apart from him. But I got to go up there to two of his games this year. I'm gonna get to go to his bowl game and watch that. So that's three games. That's pretty good for being apart for a year. But it's been fun. It's been cool to watch him mature as a player, mature as a person away from me, and just kind of not get filled in by watching him live life, but, you know, hearing it from him on the phone and things like that. So it's been cool.
What's that been like for you from this end, being separated from him for the first time in your life?
It's been different. It's been different, but, again, I think it's been a good thing. I got to experience a lot of my own when I came down here and things like that. And, again, just – I think what was cool about it was continuing that bond that we have, you know, continuing that relationship and maybe even growing that relationship and appreciating it more now that we are apart. That's my guy. He'll always be my guy. I know we're twins and everything like that, but I'd do anything for that kid. And again, extremely proud of just the way he's worked throughout his career on the football field and the man he's become off the football field.
Can you put into words what it's been like being an Aggie?
It's truly been incredible. I love this place. I hope that, you know, as I leave here, even though I've only been here for a year, that everybody will allow this to be a home for me. I feel like I established a home in Norman, and I can go back there and really feel like I'm at home. But I feel the same here. It truly has been a family atmosphere, an incredible experience for me, something that I will cherish for the rest of my life, this 11 or almost 12 months of my life, because it truly has been special and everything that I hoped it would be.
Trevor, I'm sure you've already been asked this, but physically, how are you feeling?
Feeling good. Continuing to get better and better and better, but I feel like I can go and execute 100% of what I need to do.
Do you feel like there was any rust you needed to shake off after that LSU game?
Maybe a little bit. I just hadn't thrown for a while and then took a few days off for finals and things like that, but feeling good now and ready to rock and roll.
So how was it to get back to practice after having that layoff after a game? You guys are so used to going week to week to week. Was the layoff good?
It is good. You get to kind of put football aside for once and focus on school and finishing up right, and then let your body rest up a little bit. And then, you know, once bowl practices start, you're kind of a pro again. You don't have school. You're just all football, and you get back into it.
What is this week like for you, knowing this is your last college football game?
Yeah, I'm just taking it all in, you know, just kind of really appreciating what the process is. You know, I've always loved the process and preparation and things like that, but now it's preparing for your last one, and you want to do it the right way. So really just taking in all the moments and getting ready to have a little fun on the 28th and go out hopefully in a positive way.
All the win mean to you?
It mean everything. You know, you want to cap off a season with a win. You want to cap off each week with a win, but you also want to cap off your career with a win. You'll look back at the last one and remember that. And you'll look back at all of them and remember those, but definitely the last one is a special one.
Kansas State, for what have you seen from them and the challenge they'll present you?
Well, you know, I've played against them, you know, for 4 years, and now getting the opportunity to do that again. But said it before, Coach Snyder does an incredible job with that program. Obviously, you know, his name's on the stadium up there. But, they're extremely disciplined in what they do. They're not going to beat themselves. They're going to make you beat them, which I think is what a defense is all about. And we're excited for the challenge. I've got a lot of great players all over the field, especially some guys up front. Excited for the challenge.
With the kind of offense that Snyder likes to run, do you think you would fit pretty well in that kind of style?
You know, I feel pretty confident that I can mold myself into a lot of styles. But, yeah, they do a lot of fun stuff with the quarterback. He runs the ball pretty well, and he's done a great job down the stretch for them. So, it'd be a fun offense to play in.
And kind of a catch-22 that you get this much time to prepare for a team, but they also get that much time to prepare for you in the offense.
Absolutely. You know, there's been times in bowl games where you prepare for one thing that they had done all year and they come out with the different looks. And that's just the extra time of preparation. Throw in little wrinkles here and there. And that's what bowl games are all about. You know, you prepare, prepare, prepare. But when you get out on the field, you got to execute and you got to make adjustments and things like that.
And you being a Texas guy, how important is it to kind of defend the home turf, I guess, in a way, going down to Houston, getting a win?
Yeah, you can think of it like that, and you can think of it a lot of different ways. You know, we just want to go out with a win. We're going to prepare the best that we can to go out and play really well on the 28th. I did hear a deal that I guess they've beaten most of the teams in Texas this year, and so, yeah, we want to go out with a win, period.